Rabbeinu Yosef Chor Shor explains that a Jew is surrounded by signs that remind him that he is subjugated and a servant of Hashem. He has bris milah in front of him, mezuzah to the right, tefillin to the left, and tzitzis behind him. The tzitzis dragging behind as he walks. Alternately, the bris milah is in his body itself, the mezuzah is on his home, the tefillin on his arm, and the tzitzis on his clothing. Perhaps we can enhance and explain this idea as follows. It says, B'shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, in the name of Hashem, the God of Israel, Mimini Michoel, on my right hand is the angel Michoel, Umismoli Gabriel, to my left is the angel Gabriel, Umilfonai Uriel, in front of me is the angel Uriel, Umiachorai, and behind me is the angel Raphael. And on my above me, on my head, is God's presence. Perhaps we can relate these two ideas together. The concept of bris milah is the sign in our bodies itself that we are servants of God. It also represents the idea of, just as we take off the orla from our bodies, we have to take away the orla, the covering from our heart, and open it to Torah. Rabbi Akiva Eger explains that in one place it says, in Lobristi Yomam Valaila, Chuko Shomayim Va'oretz Losamti, if not for my covenant, day and night, I would not have created the laws of heaven and earth. And that refers to the Torah, which we learn day and night. Yet in the Gemara in the Nedarim, it says that this sentence refers to bris milah. Rabbi Akiva Eger explains that the two go together. Unless a person removes the covering from his heart, he's not able to learn Torah. So the bris of Torah depends on bris milah. And therefore it says, Salech lefonai v'heyei samim. Concerning bris milah, God tells us to walk before him and to be perfect. For through bris milah, we are able to make our character traits as perfect as possible. And in that way, we also are able to learn Torah. From Ein Derech Eretz, if one does not have good character, Ein Torah, he can't learn Torah. So in order that one should be able to go ahead and walk through this world forward with Torah and with good character, he needs the constant reminder of bris milah before him. And that refers to the angel Uriel, literally the light, the angel that gives light, that lights the way that a person can walk through this world with the right hashkafos, with the right knowledge of Torah, and the right character traits. So that is the sign in our bodies itself in front of us. And that refers to the angel Uriel. After a person has the right intellect, the right path, he's able to go forward. Now he, as he progresses through the world, he recognizes God, not only intellectually, but emotionally too, and he sees God everywhere. And he sees the Ribbono Shel Olam's Hashgacha, his divine providence everywhere. And God protects him. As it says, Shomer Hashem Es Kol Ohavav. Hashem protects all that he loves. When a person turns, everywhere that he turns, he sees the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he realizes the oneness of God, and he loves him with all his heart and all his soul and all his possessions. And he understands the idea of mitzvahs and reward and punishment. This is the idea of mezuzah to the right. When a person turns to the right, he sees the Ribbono Shel Olam everywhere he turns, and the Ribbono Shel Olam protects him. And this is on the home. The home is the place of protection. And when a person leaves his home, that's where he needs most certainly the hashgacha, the divine providence, and therefore the mezuzah represents the turn to the right. And that is corresponding to the angel Michoel. Michoel is the archangel of the Jewish people, and he is compared to the Kohen Gadol, who brings the sacrifices of the Jewish people in the heavens, who sacrifices the neshamos of the tzaddikim, and through service of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we arouse God's divine providence and his protection for the world. After this, on the left always represents things of this world. Mismolo osher v'kavod. To the left is the ideas of wealth and honor, the physical things in this world represented by the tefillin. We put the tefillin on our arm, that which we use to produce things in this world, and we subjugate our heart and our action and our senses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that corresponds to the angel Gavriel. Gavriel is the one who is in charge of seeing to it that fruit ripens. He's the one who is sent to punish the wicked. All the things in this world that a person has to have gevura, he has to have strength in order to conquer his yetzer hara when dealing with the things of the world, and to be sameach b'chelko, to be happy with the things in this world, and not to constantly be seeking more and more. So to the left, those things that have to do with the physical, material things of this world, we have the sign of subjugation of the tefillin tied to our arm. And afterwards, behind us, we look back to remember, constantly remember the mitzvahs. The tzitzis remind us of Kisei HaKavod, of God's throne. They remind us of the mitzvahs of God. They remind us not to go after our eyes and our heart in a negative way. We have to look back and remember all the other things, the lesson of the Nila, the lesson of the mezuzah, and the lesson of the tefillin. All have to be reminded to us by looking back through the tzitzis. And that's why it's on our clothing. The clothing is that which, on the one hand, covers the shame of a person, reminds him of the sin of Adam HaRishon. It also gives him kavod and reminds him of his role that he has to play in this world. And this corresponds to the angel Raphael, the healing angel. For this remembrance is a healing. For when a person keeps the mitzvot, he is protected from all kinds of sicknesses, and also the remembrance itself is a healing and helps a person to be able to function properly in this world. Once a person has all these signs on his body, in his home, on his arm, and on his clothing, then Arosh Yishchinateil, this causes that God's presence should rest upon his head. May we all subjugate ourselves to God in all these ways, surrounding us with remembrances and signs to subjugate ourselves to God in all our areas, and in that way we'll be zocheh al roshish finaseil, that God's presence will rest upon us.